If you are planning a road trip this summer or putting in overtime pulling weeds in the garden, you may want some new tunes for the CD player. Our music director, Ned Wharton, is back to offer some guidance on recent releases.
A while back on Director's Cuts, I suggested a few ways to troll for new music using the internet. But here's another way to find new music. It's low-tech, but tried and true, the compilation CD. Many compilations contain repackaged songs of a certain theme or era, but sometimes they're showcases of a label's offerings. And when it's a small independent label, you can discover entire pockets of bands and artists you never knew about before. This music is from a compilation that really jumped out at me for a couple of reasons. First, I like just about every band on the CD. And second, I only knew one band out of 18, and that was the Dutch group Betty Severt. This sampler is called Parasol's Sweet 16, Volume 3, a collection of Parasol, Hidden Agenda, and Mud label releases. The music we're now listening to is by a group called Very Secretary. It's simple music, the guitars are a little bit out of tune, but it has a sweet garage rock quality. Here's another one from the compilation from singer Jennifer Jackson. Love is sweet, they say. Promises of tomorrow. The tighter you grip, the faster you slip. This much I know. Lately I've owned everything. Never stopped tied to a string. Coffee, tea, and in between. Sweetest smile I've ever seen. A different song in every room. Mercury, the sun and moon. That's Jennifer Jackson from Parasol's Sweet 16, Volume 3. And hey, it's only $5. You can find this compilation CD on their website at parasol.com. All right, let's go surfing now with a Boston-based band called Sex Bomba. Now, before you go surf the web and get yourself in a lot of trouble on some porno sites, please note that Sex Bomba is spelled S-E-K-S-B-O-M-B-A. It's funny to hear surf music like this from the East Coast, but really they're more than that, covering a waterfront that includes spy music, renditions of 60s film music, and basically a lot of fun retro lounge sounds. The CD is called Somewhere in This Town on Yaya Records. Several years ago, I received this disc by a group called Ivy. The CD was Apartment Life, and it included this song that was heard in the film Something About Mary. I loved the CD, but heard nothing more from the band for quite a while. Turns out they had a real stretch of bad luck. The Sony 550 label dropped them, and their Manhattan recording studio was hacked to pieces by firemen trying to douse the flames of a bagel shop on the ground floor. but French-born singer Dominique Durand and band members Andy Chase and Adam Schlesinger picked up the pieces, found a new label, and at long last, Long Distance has been released on Network Records.
There's a place I dream about where the sun never goes out and the sky is deep and blue. Won't you take me there with you? Ooh.
There's a fan website called The Ivy Vine that sort of sums up the group's sound. Pop without that bitter aftertaste. I think that's a good description. It's not saccharine, but it's sunny, accessible music, a great summer CD for a drive to the beach. Next up, music with roots in an old yet always somehow avant-garde studio tradition, the audio collage. There's a famous story about how the Beatles sliced up tape recordings of circus organs and then randomly spliced them back together again in the song For the Benefit of Mr. Kite. Bass player Dave Schools cites this as an influence for the Bellwether Project, which he and Lang Martin III have just released under the name Slang. Today, of course, computers make it easy for musicians to slice and dice sounds to add to the texture of studio recordings, but the trick is using the sounds effectively and creatively. Slang has made a fascinating CD here, much of it using beats and bass and roots rock, and occasionally there's a dreamy soundscape like this one called What a Day May Bring. That's from the Bellwether Project by Slang on Terminus Records. Time for a couple more cuts, and this is music from Cuba. For better or worse, there's been a tidal wave of music from Cuba in the wake of the Buena Vista Social Club documentary. It's really been pretty overwhelming, and you get sort of numb to the music after a while. But this one by Buena Vista bass player Orlando Cachaito Lopez stands out. It branches out and includes a broader music community. This track features horn arrangements by James Brown alum Pee Wee Ellis. Also on the CD are Jamaican keyboardist Biga Morrison and South African trumpeter Hugh Masekela. There's even a French DJ, D Nasty, on this cut, appropriately called Cachaito in Laboratory. The CD is simply called Cachaito, and it's on the World Circuit label. Finally, this from Cuban powerhouse Gonzalo Rubalcaba. I remember seeing this amazing pianist and bandleader years ago at the Kennedy Center, and seeing Rubalcaba's fiery technique is just a sight to behold. He's been playing for 20 years now, and this is from his 7th CD on Blue Note. It'll hit the stores next week, and this is the title cut, Supernova.
Ned Wharton is music director of our program. Visit the Weekend Edition Sunday webpage at npr.org and click on Director's Cuts for information on the music you heard today, as well as the other music played on the show.